Thanks for listening, and thanks, members, for supporting KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. Coming up at 11 on Stage and Studio, host D-May Roberts talks with Anon It Moves, Stringhouse Theater, and Original Practice Shakespeare Festival. At 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Gallivan interviews Jakob and Arnold Pander about their show, Fabrication Corrosion, at the Mark Woolley Gallery. Up next, Air Cascadia is off, so we'll go straight to Flashpoints.
Flashpoints, Israel continues to slaughter innocents in the Gaza Strip. We'll feature a pair of frontline reports from the Gaza Strip, including with a doctor working furiously to save lives as supplies dwindle and the bombs continue to fall. Also, we'll feature an extended report on yesterday's rally and protest march in San Francisco against Israel's savage war against innocents. And the Big Beat returns for a respin. A look at what's up with gay white men appropriating black female culture. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. Listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, I'm Dennis Bernstein. Sunday was the bloodiest day in the war so far. Israel indiscriminately shelled the eastern Gaza City neighborhood of Shujaya, destroying homes and buildings. Dozens of the dead and hundreds of injured and maimed people were pulled from the rubble. Nora Baus-Friedman interviewed Dr. Bilal Dabur, who was struggling to take care of the innocent victims of Israel's savage violence against a trapped population with nowhere to hide.
Dr. Bilal, can you talk about what Shifa Hospital has been dealing with since the Shujaya massacre last night, on top of the last 2 weeks of this Israeli attack?
We received a family of four, pregnant lady, her husband, and two children. They were living in a tower in a building close to Shifa Hospital, and they were targeted. Their flat was targeted out of nowhere. They have no affiliations, no political actions. And they were targeted, they all died. And while at the emergency room, I did not recognize them at the first, but suddenly my relatives started coming in, and she turned out to be a distant cousin of mine. So you can imagine how the situation, this story has been repeating for dozens of families these days. As for the Shujaya massacre, since dawn hours, from 5 a.m. maybe, for 2 hours, about 50 bodies and 250 injuries arrived just all at one time in 2 hours. Arrived at Shifa Hospital from Shujaya. Families torn apart, families dying all together. Very different situation. And the operation rooms, the seven operation rooms in Shifa Hospital were working all together all at one time. Doctors and staff were being called in from their homes. They arrived in ambulances to help. And once this frenzy was over, it was all over, about at 1 a.m. or 2 p.m., there was a ceasefire temporarily for 2 hours, and it repeated all again. A lot of bodies which were unable to be extracted from the scene in the morning were now taken. A lot of injuries, and they arrived all at once during the 2 hour temporary ceasefire. At one ambulance, for five bodies arrived. One ambulance just carried five bodies. I saw it myself. Two children, one old woman, and two men. This is what a massacre sounds like, you know.
Dr. Bilal, you're at Shifa Hospital right now. Can you describe the scene right now after these massacres have happened?
Yeah, I am now standing. I'm sorry about this. I'm now standing in the front of the mall with my relatives who are coming to see the daughters and the grandchildren. with them, there are many other families all coming to take the bodies of their relatives, of their loved ones. Maybe try to burn them before it's dark. Now it's the sunset. Also, in Shifa Hospital, besides the hundreds who are now coming to take the bodies of their relatives, are other hundreds who have fled their homes and found nowhere to go but to come to Shifa Hospital just to seek refuge. So during the day, there were thousands, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people just lying around in this hospital, in the corners, in the streets nearby, and in the gardens near the Caspilia. And now, as the night has came, they have the numbers have decreased to a few hundreds, but there are still families, whole families, just lying in Shifa Hospital in whatever space they could find and sit in. Because they have nowhere to go. Some of them are relatives of angels. Some of them just simply because they have nowhere to go.
Bilal, can you talk about the conditions in the hospital in terms of basic medical supplies and medications? Of course, we're talking about supplies that have been depleted for 7 years under the Israeli blockade. What's it like treating patients under these kinds of conditions?
A lot of supplies are missing. The Ministry of Health issued a statement today. They said that more than 100 medicines are missing from are at zero stock now. These medicines include some very vital medicines, some medicines which no hospital can run without. This is the problem. Now we are in the surgery department and especially in the emergency room. We take whatever we need from the other departments. So now there are some medicines or some, for example, the normal saline, the intravenous fluids, just this basic need. For example, you might find it at the emergency room simply because we exhausted the resources of the other departments. You might not find these medicines or these disposals at the internal medicine departments or at the obstetrics or the gynecology departments, for example. Others are not found either in the emergency room or the surgery or the other departments, and these drugs or these medicines, we order the families to buy them from the private sector, from the pharmacies across the street from Shifa. They buy them from their own money. Some of the medicines, for example, the antibiotics, some painkillers, these are just examples of the medicines that are missing. Of course, no need to mention the more advanced medicines for other non-emergent diseases which have been missing for months now, but even before this whole aggression started.
Finally, Dr. Bilal, you wrote a very moving and powerful and disturbing article for the Electronic Intifada about the impact of these kinds of attacks that Israel has been launching against the people of Gaza, especially how it impacts children. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with treating children right now as they're going through this kind of unbearable trauma?
Yeah, let me just say that children are the majority of the injuries we receive here at Shifa. No less than 50% of the injuries I treated or I seen myself today are children. And when I say children, I do not mean under 18 years of age. I mean under like 12 or 13 years of age. That's what I mean by children. Today there was a very moving scene of a father and his five little daughters just sitting in the emergency room, unable to move, crying. When I asked about their loss, it turned out that his wife, the mother of those little five children, I posted this photo on Twitter, has died in one of the attacks in Shuja'iyya, the artillery massacre. This is one side of the tragedy that children see, the children go through here in Gaza. Other tragedies are direct hits they receive. Let me talk to you about my last trip 3 days ago. We received three children. They were hiding from the random artillery fire, and they were hidden under the staircase because that's the only cement part of their house due to the poverty, and that's where the artillery hit them. It hit them directly in the staircase, and they all died immediately. However, they were all three of them were beheaded, and they died immediately. But not all are lucky to have such an easy death or such a quick death. Some of them have serious injuries. Some of them have shrapnels that they're unlucky. They were unlucky to get their shrapnels. For example, cutting their spines. They're just children, and they would live their whole life now with disabilities. There are some children who sustained major burns. I have seen myself. There are little beautiful girls who have seen the shrapnels which have penetrated most of their faces and have major disfiguring behind that they will have to live for the rest of their lives. So these are just all examples of what children are going through today. And what's really moving is that when you talk about 2,800 injuries, there is at least 1,000 children among them.
Dr. Bilal, thank you so much for your work at Shifa Hospital, especially in times like these. Thank you so much for being with us on the Electronic Intifada.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
سنين اتمنى اني احكي لما حكي ظلمت اخوي دعست وانا بمشي ما كانش في بالي ادعسه بس كان يظلمني كل يوم بتعاطى معاه اني مجرم يحاكمني عودنا نخترع الصبر فنقلب الخرابة جنة نشوف الحياة اجمل حياة مع انها مزلة بنعيش شوشرة بتبعتنا على القبر بدون فيزا نحكي مش مهم المهم بدون فضيحة نعجب مأساة دم الكاميرات ما نستحي نفضح المحتاج اساس بنساعد ونفتح كم مرة بنبرم حاضر كم مرة نخلص ما نناقش كم مرة نهتف وما نحاسب كم مرة نخاف ونطنش تسألني كيف نحل كيف نبلش حاسب روحك قديش غالي عشان ما تطنش حط نفسك في مخيم عشان تعرف تبلش خلينا نحس في كرامة بعض ما سلمش
نتمنى حياة متكونش الأرخص فيها دمنا
Berkeley, California. I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We go to the Gaza Strip where we're joined by Joe Khartoum. He's a freelance writer, English teacher, and activist living in the Gaza Strip. Khartoum has been at various hospitals. Where are you now, Joe? Tell us exactly where you are now.
At the moment, I'm in my apartment of all places by the Gaza seaport. And things here are fairly quiet at the moment. There's heavy drone traffic overhead, as there has been for the past 15 days without a pause and regularly before that. But otherwise, there's currently no military activity I can hear, which is a nice break from some points in recent days.
Now, what can you tell us in terms of what you know being on the ground there in Gaza in terms of the last 12 to 24 hours? I understand it's been fairly bloody, and there was actually an attack on another hospital. You were in one hospital, a geriatric hospital, but I think there was also a hit on the Al-Aqsa hospital. What can you tell us in terms of what's going on now?
Yes, Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah was struck this afternoon, producing either 4 or 5 deaths. I've heard conflicting numbers, and at least 50 injuries. There are also ongoing attacks across the Gaza Strip. Within minutes before your call, I received news of a new airstrike in Gaza City on Omar al-Mukhtar Street, where I live, targeting 2 apartment buildings, resulting in 12 deaths. I have not been able to keep up with the current casualty count. I could not tell you where it stands at the moment. Earlier this afternoon, when I was with Gaza civil defense crews in one of their stations, I was told that it was at 548 deaths and 3,300 injuries on the Palestinian side. But I know it's increased significantly since then, especially since after they told me this, I heard a number of calls over the radio for various airstrikes on family homes and other targets, producing, of course, mounting numbers of casualties.
And in terms of people fleeing, what are the latest reports on that? Thousands are leaving their houses. What do you know about this, the people in motion and the dangers that they're facing?
Oh, yes. Complete areas of the Gaza Strip have been almost completely evacuated. Al-Wafa Hospital, where we spent a great deal of time, was in the Shajaya neighborhood, which has become a killing zone in recent days. Yesterday, I saw an AFP report which called it a moonscape, and after visiting that, it seemed appropriate. There's something very eerie about returning to an area which you previously seen as a normal neighborhood, somewhere where people lived and worked and commuted, and seeing it reduced to rubble and fire on every side. Well, a number of the foreign activists were there yesterday. We saw a young man being shot repeatedly while lying on the ground. After he'd been shot one time and fallen, the Israeli snipers continued firing at him from their position along the separation barrier. At the moment, we seem to be targeting anything in the neighborhood that moves. And I understand that's the case in other areas.